Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Some of these ticket texts are great. We got to read them. These phone calls, you guys have been waiting. 248-539-9797. Series is tied.
Yep.
Coming home, best of three with the next two at Comerica Park.
I did get a text message and about the Derek Barnes interception. And I'm wondering, we talked about the best Detroit sports moment in a decade. It did send the Detroit Lions to the NFC Championship game. So context, as I mentioned with the Gibby home run,
sure,
won World Series. The Mags home run sent them to the World Series. The Derek Barnes interception sent them to the NFC Championship game, sealed the victory, and Dave Burkett texted me and said he thinks it's the Derek Barnes interception.
Well, first of all, thanks for listening, Dave.
Yeah.
I went with St. Brown because it was the first playoff win in the history of Ford Field in 30 years. That game felt more tense. That second game against Tampa, Detroit had a double-digit fourth quarter lead. Now, it wasn't over till it was over, but I don't remember the level of tension against the Bucks that I felt against the Rams, or even the tension I felt yesterday with Carpenter.
I know, but it's...
I know. I get his point.
I was at the Rams game. So I could feel what was going on. I wasn't at the Bucks game, so I don't know if I. Tom, you were there.
I'm sorry. Yesterday tops the Barnes pick by far, and it was great what the Lions accomplished last year. That was breathtaking yesterday. I've never seen anything like that before. I don't know. Maybe it was the fact that I went to both. Okay. Maybe it was because I was on the road. Maybe it was because I was with my entire family instead of just Connor. But to me, it's a very quick knee-jerk reaction that yesterday was the biggest sports moment in Detroit sports at least in 10 years.
This ticket texter says, that's the moment we've deserved after 10 years of agony. It finally feels like it's our turn now. That sums it up. It's our turn. The Lions are chasing the Super Bowl. The Tigers are very much in this postseason race. It's our turn now. Ticket texter says, Mr. Carey October Carpenter isn't done yet. More bombs coming, more chances to cement himself. Guys, we might have broken the Guardians yesterday. Everything is against them now, and they know it. This ticket texter's right. The Guardians have to win both in Detroit, both games. And with back-to-back, if you use a guy in the bullpen one day, may not be as effective or available the next day. They have to win both. They have to go on the road and win both games, because if not, Tarek Skubal, game five, good luck. And they have to do it after seeing their stud closer be broken. Yeah, they got to pick up the pieces. Tigers got them right where they want them.
Hey, just quick. So we're having this conversation about Carpenter best home run versus Mags and Gibby.
Yeah.
And the interesting dynamic here is that, you know, the Mags and the Gibby, the belief is they would have gone on and win.
Yes.
The Tigers haven't gone on and won yet. And that's why I think this will trump both if they can win this series.
But I don't think you can add on value afterwards. It's about the hit that happened.
Well no, because the assumption...
But we would have added on value to Mags if they had won the World Series.
Hit is the hit. The hits send him to the World Series. He doesn't get credit if they win or lose in the World Series.
Well, I think he would have had a hand in it.
The whole thing with the Mags question, and I feel like I'm tearing down a great moment here, but the assumption is they would have won the World Series. They had... Still set up if it got to game six. Okay, Mags would have been the third out. So then it would have gone extra innings. They still could have won that game. They had Verlander for game six and Kenny Rogers for game seven if it got to that point. Okay. The belief is they would have gone on and won anyways. It was that they didn't need that. Gibby, 5-4 lead, bottom eighth against Goose Gossage, great reliever at that time. So that's a little bit of a similarity with Class A, but they get to the ninth inning with the AL Cy Young and MVP coming out to save the game for the Tigers. Again, the assumption is they would have won. So did they need it? Versus yesterday, that home run was absolutely needed because Jim and me and you both agree. We thought the only way the Tigers win this is if it goes at least 10 innings.
Yeah.
We assumed Class A was going to shut them down.
Yeah, but okay, so if Carey Carpenter, let's just say he swings and misses. Out. They go to the ninth. I truly believe what happens.
And Brisky shuts the door.
Yeah, that they shut the door, and then they do go to the 10th. So yeah. Then you're looking at going, well, if they get Class A out, then
they
got a better chance to score and win. That's the argument saying that it would they have won anyway?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. Let's get to the phones. Aaron in Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, appreciate the show. The Maglio Ordonez home run will always have a special place in my heart because it was hit during my brother's best man speech at my wedding. However, that home run yesterday, I think, severely trumps the Maglio one. And the reason is there were expectations with that team in 06. This is a team of injured players, minor league system failures, guys who came up, came down. There were no expectations for this team to be doing what they're doing. And I think what makes it even more magical is every single game, a new player emerges as the star for that game, which is truly unique in baseball.
So let's back up just a second. You said that the Mags home run happened during the best man speech at your brother's wedding?
True story. Absolutely. Okay, right during my brother's speech.
Were you giving the speech?
No, I was sitting there listening to him making fun of me.
Okay. So how did you know that it happened right at that moment? Was there a TV on in the reception?
We had a 400-person wedding, and we had TVs set up everywhere because everyone was complaining about the game during the wedding. So we had TVs on everywhere.
That is awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, like, literally, he truly hit it as my brother was, like, mid-speech, and everyone just went nuts. And it was a special memory for me, but I still think the Carpenter home run trumps it because there were no expectations with this team. Detroit never gets nice surprises, and this is truly just a nice surprise for everybody to enjoy.
I can understand that. Thanks, Aaron.
It tied up the ALDS. Maglio sent them to the World Series. Yes. If there's no expectations, then it possibly, then it's, to me, it's the opposite. If there were expectations in 06, then you got to do it, or it's crippling if you don't. If this team didn't, by his logic, there's no expectation. If they go down 0-2, who cares?
Like, I love the fact, the picture of 400 people listening to the speech, but also watching the game at the same time.
Yeah.
That's epic.
Megan in New Hudson, you're on 97.1. Megan, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So I have to respectfully disagree with a previous caller. My mother is also, my mother and I, when we're at weddings, we also like have the game up on our phones. But I have to just respectfully disagree with that previous caller. And I'm not taking any magic away from Kerry Carpenter. He is an amazing player, humble. And it was a special, classic, romantic baseball moment that you think of in your childhood. However, I was at that the game where Maggie hit his home run. And again, I will say, I was raised a Tiger fan. My mom was a diehard. We were there every single game when we were the worst, you know, team in baseball. I went to that game with my mom. I've only seen my mom cry once in her whole entire life other than that game. When he hit that home run, I looked at my mom. Tears were streaming down her face. She didn't even cry at my or my brother's wedding. But that moment, I think, you know, was that classic in my memory as a kid, as a young adult. That will forever be, you know, the magic, classic, romantic baseball memory in my life.
That's amazing.
Megan, thank you for the phone call. That is awesome. Not even at our weddings. Baseball will do that to you.
Yeah.
View ticket text, 248-539-9797. Ticket texture says, us gutting their number one reliever equals Drago bleeding. Series over. Thanks. Sure feels that way.
Yeah, and I wonder, I don't think that we have, I think she used a really nice term there in regards to romanticizing the moment. I don't think we have over, maybe I have, and sometimes I've got to check myself. I know some of my takes are there's some bias, but I don't think I've over romanticized the Gibby home run or the Mags home run.
No.
I don't think you can over romanticize what happened yesterday with Kerry Carpenter, but as part of the romance, it was tie the series instead of sending it to the next level.
But again, that's why I think this still needs to, let's see what happens.
No, we're judging the home run. The home run. We're judging the home run, not what happened later, just the home run, Tom.
What if we took the heart out of Class A? What if Class A blows up the rest of the series? Your Mariano Rivera comparison yesterday, I'll turn the tables.
Sure.
You think he's the greatest closer of all time next to Mariano Rivera, what they did yesterday to him? What if they gutted him? The caller said, they made him bleed. I'm telling you what, being in that stadium yesterday and seeing him, the reactions to the fans, because they thought they all had it. This thing's going 10 innings. We got our guy. He never screws up. He's perfect. And to see him fall apart in person and the way he walked off the field, man, I'm telling you what, this is... To decide this now, I think, is a little foolish. I think the other moments are actually better.
If
this thing propels it, we have a great text. I think this could be the Tayshaun block. It happened earlier in the playoffs. The Pistons fall down 2-0 if he doesn't block that shot. So if the Tigers fall down 2-0 in this series, they had not scored in 17 two-thirds. What if they got shut out again? They're coming home. What are the stories? They're down 2-0. They lost with their ace, and they've scored no runs.
Sure.
I mean, what he did to change the narrative yesterday was ridiculous.
Oh, it's absolutely special.
I think if this gets elevated, and I still don't know if I can elevate it above Mags' home run, but it gets elevated if it happens the way that you described. If Kerry Carpenter not only gutted Class A, but gutted the entire Indians Guardians team. Like, if they come out flat and they just look like they can't get over losing at home in the ninth inning because of the home run, and they don't look like the same team, now all of a sudden that the impact of that home run isn't just tying the series. It isn't just winning game two. It is the effect that it has on the rest of the series.
I mean, you turn the tables on Skubal and Clase here. Clase has been referred to as he's going to be the runner-up in the Cy Young. Okay, what if they did that to Skubal? What if they came out and lit him up like they did game one? Where are we at here?
Tom.
Like, that's what we did to them.
It's a huge home run. It's massive. What he did in that game flips the script, puts the ball back in Detroit's court. It's one of the great moments we've had. No one's taking away from that. Nobody is taking away from that. But you're trying to add stuff onto it that hasn't happened and isn't part of the homer itself. Mag's home run was a round later and advanced to the World Series. Unless Carpenter won the World Series last night, I'm not really sure it's going to top it for me. We'll take more of your phone calls. It's 97.1.
I've been talking about injury attorney David Femininio and his team for some time, and just listen to what that team and David have been able to get for injured clients. Some of the results are $3.5 million for one client, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a single client. You need an attorney and a team that's going to fight relentlessly for you. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always find him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's Trey Sweeney on 97.1 with Dan Dickerson after the game. He was one of the runners that Kerry Carpenter scored.
Everyone's got a different perspective. That's his. He didn't get a chance to see it. He was on the run.
First of all, Stephen Oxford's going to make this point. For him to get on the 9-hitter, for Rodgers to get on the 8-hitter, Steve, you want to make that point. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I mean, we were so excited, me and my son, watching the big home run. I mean, we were ecstatic. But we both said, Rodgers, the eighth batter, we got two outs. Well, you don't expect him to get a hit. He gets a hit. Then comes Sweeney. He gets a hit. Now the momentum for Carpenter has changed for him. Now he's fired up for this at-bat. And everybody forgets about those two base hits because we wouldn't be in this position because he built the momentum for Carpenter. And that's great, and I think it's fantastic. But I think the heroes also were basically Rodgers and Sweeney because that ending would have ended with a zero probably.
Yeah, yeah. You put your worst two hitters, quote, worst two hitters, 8 and 9, and if they don't come through.
They did against the Astros.
Right, you're right, they did.
And now they have again against the Twins, against, as you put it, Mario Rivera, part deux.
Yeah, Mariano Rivera, the modern Mariano is what Cleveland had been throwing at the end of their bullpen, breathing fire, people saying he's the best reliever in baseball.
And he gave up three hits, one of them a three-run dinger.
Well, and the key, too, is Kerry Carpenter, the whole at-bat, he takes the first couple pitches away. He gets ahead in the count. Then there's that 91-mile-an-hour slider up and in that you got no chance on.
Yeah.
But then he leaves one over the heart of the plate, and Carp follows it off, and I go, damn it, that was the pitch. That was the slider one. Over the middle of the plate. That's... He goes back inexplicably to the same spot, leaves a cookie for him, and he crushes it. Carp's not going to miss that twice, and everything changes. Now, does that hurt their closer moving forward? Is that in his head now? Because to Tom's point today, the way he left the mound, head sulked down, you made Drago bleed. All of a sudden, the invincible isn't invincible. The Tigers are now tied 1-1, but it feels like they're up in this series because you got home field. Because if you take care of business at home, you don't ever have to go back to Cleveland. And if you do, you take it, Tarek Skubal. Congrats. Tell them what they've won. The best pitcher in baseball back in Cleveland. Yeah, they don't want that.
Guys, I can't stress how it felt. It was like a combination of when Wah did the Statue of Liberty in Game 6 against the Red Wings and then Game 7 when they chased him 4-0 in the first period. That's how I felt watching. I'm not trying to oversell it. I felt that I was like, man, this just reminds me of this moment.
Sure.
It's like Wah was the Drago of the Avs. You know, and this was the guy. It was like they felt that stadium, the fans, like this was, it's a foregone conclusion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, we talked yesterday. John, you thought the Tigers were winning the series even though they were down 0-1. I thought they were winning the series down 0-1. And it's because we believed Tarek Skubal was going to be dazzling. And that was arguably the best game he pitched this season in a must-win game this season. I mean, 12 up, 12 down, 7 strikeouts. He couldn't have started any more dominant. And then the Tigers turned double plays in the 5th and the 6th. The 6th was epic. And that's when Skubal's like arms up in the air. He's taunting the Cleveland crowd like just a badass. And he's feeling it. And then in the 7th inning, they leave him. They leave him in for the 7th to face Jose Ramirez, to face the heart of the order. And he knocks them all down. Like, we always believed they'd come up with not a ton of offense, but just enough offense to even this thing up. Skubal was going to keep him in. He was going to outlast Boyd, and you're going to have a chance to win this game.
It was, I mean, it's stuff that dreams are made of. It is exactly what it was.
And I wonder, you clearly think they're winning the series. I think they're winning the series. Did that flip for some people? I'd imagine it had to for just about everybody out there now. You have them right where you want them.
Yeah, I mean, you were able to split on the road. Now you're coming home. It's a best of 5, and you don't have to go back to Cleveland. That's the whole entire key, is you don't have to go back to Cleveland. And if you don't go back to Cleveland, guess who gets to pitch game 1 of the ALCS?
Well, that's the other key here. If you can take care of this Wednesday, Thursday, Skubal starts game 1 of the ALCS.
I mean, have we not been in this situation before at the end of the season where you take care of business and you can preserve your stud pitcher for game 1 of the next level?
And if they're going to advance in the ALCS, you want Skubal to throw as many games as possible. Throwing game one sets him up to throw, depending on the off days,
yeah,
three times in the series. You got to win a four-game series, and Skubal can throw two to three times if necessary. Yeah. Because we've talked about in a seven-game series, your rotation or lack thereof could be exposed. Well, if you can set Skubal up for game one, you might be able to continue playing this way and advance to the World Series. So it can't be understated. The Carpenter home run was massive last night. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls. We'll get Heather's news in the mix. But the Tigers are the story today. And there's no cute question. I mean, you can talk about anything that happened in the game yesterday. There's no shortage of things that happened. It's 97-1. I know Carpenter's the story, but we can't lose sight of must-win Tarek Skubal pitching his ass off. He was dialed in. That was everything an ace is supposed to be in a must-win playoff game.
In, 13 innings now, in postseason, his first two postseason starts, 13 scoreless innings. Obviously, you know, the first one being against the Astros, now against the Guardians. When you need, when you have to have a win, and we talked about it yesterday, it was a must win. Don't want to come back to Comerica Park down 0-2. He goes out there and just dominates, does everything that you need a Cy Young winner, which I understand he's not been, but he will be. And I'll be shocked if it's not every single voter.
Should be unanimous. And AJ leaving him in to face Ramirez a third time in the seventh inning and it being just comical. I mean, he made Jose Ramirez, one of the best hitters in baseball, look like an absolute fool multiple times in that game. So, yeah, I don't want it to be lost. I know Carpenter's a headliner. You guys can call in and talk about any of it. Meadows' play in center field, I feel like, is going to get lost in all of this. The play that he made at the wall, the double play they turned in the sixth. As a ticket texter points out, Tarek Skubal walking off saying, "Are you not entertained?" Kind of gesturing to the crowd as he leaves. I loved that moment. Like, that's a competitor in his element. He's backing up the trash talk. He's mowing down the Cleveland lineup through six. Hey, I'm going to bark a little bit at the crowd. Yeah. Let's get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of, it flies in the face of, you know, athletes who say, the stands could have been empty.
It was awesome.
He was aware of everything that was going on.
And the fans were drawn back too.
Good.
And I did have the thought yesterday on the way home. I was like, whatever it takes, Chris Illich, pay this guy, extend him.
Oh, yeah.
Ticket texters, and then we'll get the phones in here. Ticket texter says, the way Costa's talking about the Tigers, maybe he shouldn't stand up for a while. Says, Jesus, Jim, do you need a towel? Fantastic comments, Cookies. Says, fun to be excited, but please act like you've been there.
What?
Can I just...
First of all, it's been 10 years, so no, we haven't been there.
Thank you. I hate the phrase, act like you've been there. Sports are supposed to be fun. You don't have to be stoic because you haven't been there, or if you have been there. If you're Tarek Skubal and you're having fun... show it.
Yeah.
If Kerry Carpenter, go ahead and flip the bat or toss the bat. Have fun. If your team, I hated this with the Lions a year ago. It's great what the Lions are doing, but could you guys act like, no, I'm going to act like someone who's excited that my team did something cool. Like, why do I got to, quote, act like I've been there and be stoic and emotionless? Screw that.
Skubal shouldn't have done what he did yesterday. Should have just handed the umpire the ball like Barry.
It's no disrespect to Barry. That was authentic to Barry. But you should be authentically yourself as a fan. You shouldn't have to go, well, we haven't won the series. Let me just reserve emotions. That was awesome. It's okay to be excited. And most people are.
Yes. And I get the, I don't mind the act like you've been there if it's used appropriately. In this case, I don't think it's appropriate. If it wasn't genuine, if it looked like it was staged, if it was manufactured, then I can say, yeah, act like you've been there. But this wasn't a pre-planned touchdown dance. This wasn't a celebration in the end zone. This was a response to the fans. And I have no idea what Tarek Skubal heard. If it was just the cheering that the Guardians fans were doing, or if there were any specific things that were said to him, it doesn't matter. But this was absolutely genuine in the moment of getting out of a tight situation and continuing the scoreless streak of a dude that has just been dominating you.
Paul in Chesterfield, you're on 97.1.
Jim, John, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I'm just ecstatic and excited after yesterday, man. What a hit. What a home run. And I screamed so loud you probably could have heard me like three blocks away. But what I wanted to do was make a point that you got to, you know, Cleveland is Cleveland. I can't stand them, and I don't mind saying it.
Amen.
Because they're so cocky.
Amen.
And they have beaten up on the Tigers for years. And I was so, I mean, what an excellent moment that was yesterday, because that put to sleep a lot of things that have happened over the years between Detroit and Cleveland. All right. Now, I don't know what's going on Cleveland radio this morning, but I would love to hear it. I would love to hear it. The panic in their voices, okay? Because how many times has this happened to the Tigers over the years? A lot, many times. So, you know, in saying that, I think everybody needs to keep this in perspective. Yes, the series isn't over yet, but I think the Tigers now have a leg up on them mentally, mm-hmm. and I think that makes a big difference, because, you know, baseball is not only, you know, you have to play defense. But if there's a mental part of the game that people have to understand, okay, and that's one of them, all right? When you get in somebody's head like that closer yesterday,
yep,
that's going to live in there. Every time he comes up and stands on the mound, he's going to remember that.
Rent free.
And the Tigers have seen him a couple times. They've had success against him. You're right, Paul. I think there's a huge mental edge. The series is tied, but it doesn't feel tied. It feels like the Tigers grabbed the series control.
And it feeds the beast even more. Of guys getting to the plate with the ultimate confidence. They're going to be in Comerica. Everyone in that stadium is going to be in full support. They're going to be in full attack mode. Full attack mode.
As far as Cleveland radio goes, obviously I can't listen. We can't listen. We're doing the show. I did see a clip. They were, is it a vote loss, a Class A loss? The radio we don't have to do today.
Right.
Blaming and angst and negativity.
It's just AJ pulling all the right strings yet again.
That's right. Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, Hurricane Milton dipped down to a Category 4 strength storm overnight, but it is expected to rebound to a Category 5 again later today. And even though it is forecast to weaken again before it actually makes landfall on Wednesday, it is likely to keep growing in size. So this means that its impacts will be felt over a much larger area. Mm. It's just so scary to hear about it from somebody who's never experienced a hurricane, but I would imagine they're scared too. A lot of people are evacuating, and they say the later you wait, the harder
it's going to be.
Like people are just going to be, you're going to be sitting in traffic for hours because so many people are evacuating. The mayor of Tampa basically said, if you stay, you're choosing to die.
And here's the thing is they got to pack up their entire lives.
I know. Yeah.
In the matter of, 24 hours? What do you take with you? What will fit in the car along with the family and the pet in the family pets?
Unfortunately, you don't take a lot, right? Like you can't because I mean, I know what I would grab. And like, those questions like, oh, if your house is on fire, what would you grab
first? Yeah.
Obviously, your kids,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. But other than that.
Kids and pets. But I've got one box. In the basement.
Is that one with the baby teeth?
No, it's all the home videos and pictures. And it's the one box that I would want. And that's it. Everything, but I don't need everything. So
a lot of it now is it's already on your phone. You can reprint them.
Not home videos on VHS tape when I was a little. Like you can't. Those are what I'm talking about in the basement. Yeah. Like old stuff.
You can digitize them.
I know I can. I need to.
But in the moment, they're not.
Correct.
Right. Mine are not.
Yes.
The home of Michigan's president, Santa Ono, was vandalized on Monday, as well as the home of the university's chief investment officer. And the vandalism coincided with that first anniversary of the attack on Israel by Hamas. Not a lot has been said. There was a member of the Board of Regents that said the vandalism was yet another assaultive act of intimidation by an anti-Semitic mob. But unfortunate for sure.
Yeah.
A Michigan woman is $2 million richer after she bought a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Man.
This 33-year-old woman bought a colossal cash word ticket from a store in Portage. She played the game the way I hate when people play. She just bought the ticket, scratched the barcode, and handed it over to the clerk. The clerk immediately said, hey, I can't tell you what you won, but here's a slip. You got to go to the lottery office. So she did go home and play the actual game, realized she won $2 million. She chose the one-time lump sum payout of $1.3 million. She said she plans to pay bills and then save the rest of the money for her kids. So good for her.
Good.
And finally, if you do want a shot at being a millionaire yourself, you're going to have to pay a little bit more, at least when it comes to the Mega Millions ticket. So starting in April, the cost of the Mega Millions ticket is going to more than double. So tickets are going to cost $5 instead of $2. So lottery officials announced that the increased price will spark a new and improved game, which includes improved odds to win and then bigger prizes as well. This is the second time the price of a ticket has increased in the Mega Millions in the Mega Millions 22-year history. So in 2017, it went from $1 to $2, and now it's going from $2 to $5. That's a lot.
That's a big jump.
It's a big jump. And when I think of it, like, I typically only buy, I just go in for $2. I'll get a ticket, or I'll get like,
how many do you get on the sheet?
Yeah. I don't know. $5 is a little, I'll still probably get one when it gets really big, but it's a lot of money.
That's not as fun.
Yeah.
That's Heather with the news. Okay, we've got Tiger calls to get to. People comparing Carpenter to Maglio. Mm-hmm. People highlighting some of the heroes of yesterday's game beyond just Cary Carpenter. More of your thoughts. Open lines. Tigers win. It's 97-1.
I want to talk about something that's always on your mind. That's the finances. And when it comes to your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and I think you should be as well, with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to sit down with you, ask you questions, find out as much as they can so that they can build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live and work. And they understand it, so they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Must win. They won. Cary Carpenter, Dan Dickerson's call.
Love that call. Love it.
Tigers have tied the series. It feels like they have the lead. Two of the next three are at home. If you go three, it's Scooble for game five. Detroit, Comerica, it's going to be a zoo. The first home playoff games in a decade. Can't wait for it. 248-539-9797. We have a ton of phone calls to get to. And let's just start with Gary and Wixom. Gary, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
What's
good.
Up?
Good. How are you?
Good. You might remember me from the crotch diving bat incident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gary, you're a legend.
So anyways, this is my wife. We're sitting there watching the 2006 Maglio at bat, and for whatever we were talking about how much money he makes, and he made $20 million at the time or something like that. And she says, what on earth would make anybody worth making that much money? And as soon as she got done saying that, he hit that home run, and it was unbelievable the reaction between me and my daughter and her watching that home run go, and we said, well, that's why he makes that much money.
Were you sitting there in your camo?
So that one, well, yeah, I was thinking about putting some camo on after that because it was quite a...
Yes. That's amazing. And you'll never forget that memory of being in that moment, what she said, but that you were there with your daughter, your wife, and you guys were celebrating together.
Yep. And although I'll remember this one for a long time, the home run yesterday, that one I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary, I appreciate the phone call. People are going, wait, why compare him? We brought this up. Well, actually, Rieger brought this up last night. He thought the Carpenter home run was a bigger home run than the Maglia home run.
Yeah, and I
disagree. John disagrees. Tom was at the game yesterday. He thinks if they go on a run, the Carp thing could live down in history as a bigger home run. They're both big home runs. I would say Carpenter is the biggest since Maglio. Maglio ended a series, took him to the World Series. Yeah. Carpenter saved this series. They didn't win the series. It's still game two of the ALDS, not CS or World Series.
But if it proves to have ripped the heart out of the Guardians, but especially their, you know, quote unquote stud reliever.
Yep.
Then I think there is a possibility that it could elevate even above where it is now.
So some of the ticket texters are pointing that out. It says, Carpenter broke their best pitcher so much that he misplayed the next ball by not covering first base properly. Take a look at those Cleveland at-bats half an inning later. They were terrible. They were defeated. The way they walked off the mound, the body language, all of it, they are defeated, Art, in a car. This highlights how great AJ has been with his no-rolls bullpen, how to use his relievers. Class A has only gone more than one inning one time all year. Vogt asked him to get four outs. He only got three. Last night was a must-win. Tigers are down in the series. A loss would have been crushing. Carp lifted the team off the mat. He gave them life. Let's get to TJ in Utica. TJ, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Happy Taco Tuesday. It's Chad, but happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday, Chad. What's up?
So I'm kind of curious. I know everyone keeps mentioning the series is tied, but if you really think about this, Cleveland's terrified. Obviously, we're just mentioning that their number one asset has basically brought down to earth, but we have three home games ahead of us. With Scooby starting game five, it's basically three home games. It's more than just a swing to a tie, but we have literally three home games. I mean, that game five is just as good as a home game too, so it's more than just the comfort of our two home games. It's like three home games.
Yeah, geographically, we don't get the game at Comerica, but I understand your point. Yeah. The Tigers have the advantage in the next three games. They only have to win
two.
Yeah.
Enter Chris Villar.
Enter Chris Villar for his update. We just love giving you a hard time today.
I just want to know this time when you walk in, what type of mental gymnastics you're going through. Is it changed in the last hour? You're good?
I'm pretty sure I recall telling you guys that I expected this to go 1-1 back to Cleveland and I'd be okay with it, or back to Detroit and I'd be okay with it, right?
Is there anything in your mind?
Changing a stance of any kind that I'm...
Did Cary Carpenter reach inside the Cleveland Guardians organization and rip out their heart?
It didn't feel great. It certainly did not feel great, but I'm just telling myself we knew that it was probably going to be a Tarek Skubal day. You kind of have to punt on it a little bit. Maybe something special would happen. It didn't. Moving on, moving forward.
Uh-huh, your level of confidence that you're going to win back-to-back games at Comerica Park.
Back-to-back at Comerica Park?
Yeah, your confidence level that you're going to avoid Skubal in game five.
Or winning a game at Comerica.
50-50. I'd say, I mean, I take solace in knowing that Skubal's behind us until game five. We can see you. Who's AJ Hinch going to open with tomorrow?
Does it matter?
It kind of does. Does it not matter to Tigers fans who he opens with? Are you guys forgetting game one that easily? Is it really just evaporated in the back of your minds that game existed
long,
it was a struggle bus of a first inning and then you guys couldn't hit Guardians pitching in either game, really, until Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, until they hit off the best pitcher.
Yeah,
Cleveland
in a non-closer situation, which he's not used to.
Right.
I'm fine with what happened.
That's what they had.
Yeah, here's the thing. The Tigers will play back-to-back at Comerica. Some combination of those bullpen arms will get at least one of the wins.
Somebody's going to open.
And if you go to
hopefully
a game five,
somebody will close.
Chris, you seem like you want to get to a game five. I don't think you want another piece of Tarek Skubal.
I want to win both of these games at Comerica Park.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I want too, but I mean, the reality is, it's just not going
to
happen.
If it goes to game five, I have less than a 50-50 chance that the Guardians actually win the series. I would not be confident going into a game five.
I do think tomorrow's starter, opener, whatever it is, could dictate what happens here big time.
Totally
I think it's a very difficult decision for AJ. I think it's a no-brainer Ty Holton until game one happened. To me, it would have been Ty Holton all day long. He didn't get an out. And I think there's question there now. And I think this is the first test of AJ trusting what he's done all year and through this run. And now do you go there? He has moved away from things that he's ran with Foley.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Brisky's the closer now. What do they do tomorrow? I think it's a very difficult decision.
So, okay, Holton would be the default, but I don't like a lefty against the top of the order. Tarik Skubal's a different kind of lefty. But in general, the Cleveland four or five guys at the top of that lineup hit lefties well. So do you go Brisky? Do you go Vest? Do you go Jobe?
No.
The point is,
Jobe's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go throw Jobe out there.
No.
Why not Jobe?
No.
Comerica Park, he comes out.
He strikes out the side.
Oh, come on. Yeah, okay, we're all dreaming. That would be awesome. Yes.
You know who I wish could do it? He's not on the playoff roster, and it'd be fitting with Walleye this year, but Sammons.
Well, there you go.
The crafty lefty just baffling the Indians hitters early on.
I don't want to put Jobe in that position. Did you guys just not mention the first three hitters that Cleveland has? All right. No.
I think Jansen's being reasonable. I think one game has turned this Tigers team from downtrodden to a little bit cocky.
I'm okay with being cocky.
Back to the team of destiny
but
stuff.
But I also, you need to be smart about it. Smart cocky.
One swing changed the entire feeling of this fan base, and it's interesting to see.
I feel like you wanted to substitute interesting for something else. But
interesting.
Yes, a very interesting update is next, 97.1. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.